Sunday, Lord, when we all physically gather here together, and you pour out the abundance of your blessings on us, Lord, through the preaching of your word. Since then, Lord, you've kept each and every one safe and secure, despite all that happened around us. We are so grateful. Thank you for your protection, O God. Thank you for your provision, O God. Thank you for your fatherly care, O God. We just say, blessed be your holy name. We bow our head before you, Lord, and to the dust where you form us, O God. And we ask of your mercy, O God, over every area in our life, Lord, that we have done wrong, Lord. We just plead your mercy. We plead your blood to atone for us. We pray at this hour, nothing will stand between us and you, O God. And nothing hinder and prevent us from the least of the blessings you have for us in store, in the name of Jesus Christ. We will pray tonight, Father, while you go from person to person, you go from bench to bench. Don't pass any one of us by. Bless the reading of your word. Bless the hearing of the same. When the hour will come for us to pray, Father, may you inspire us to pray as become a saint, Lord. We want to pray at this hour for your children across the world that are gathered also in like manner. Remember your children in Sapele, God, and other places. May you, O God, be with them. May you bless their gathering, O God. Meet everyone at the point of our needs, O God. At the end of the service, O God, we have cause to give you glory. We have cause to give you honor. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Let's turn our Bible to the book of Romans, chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, so that we can further. I read two places, Romans, and I'll read Proverbs. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for good." You believe that? We know that all things work together for good to them that do what? Love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 19, I read from verse 20. Verse 21. It says, "There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand." And may the Lord Jesus add his blessings this evening to the reading and hearing of that portion of his word. You can please be seated. God bless you. And I greet every one of us. Good evening. And welcome to Midweek Prayer Meeting. It's so good to be here again. Amen. And it's so good to see our wonderful faces. I say God bless you in Jesus' name. I want to appreciate the pastor. God bless you, sir. It's not easy, you know, as the preacher would say, you know, to stand behind another man's pulpit. Now I understand what it is. Because I try to run from this responsibility, excuse me, of pastor. But you see, things are just falling in my lap and I cannot run away. So I want to appreciate the pastor. I want to appreciate the associate pastor. God bless you, sir. You know, for this opportunity, it's a privilege for us as ministers to speak to God's children. Amen. If you ask any minister, it's a privilege, you know, that we can be a blessing to the children of God. Just like I tell the church back there in Sapelet, they say, we don't want to hear, you know, they speak different than we speak here. They say, Pastor, we don't want to hear when you go any place, when you know, tell, say, you don't come for Sapelet. No, they call yourself, but I just said, okay, call yourself pastor. I say, okay, I will try. But, you know, I'm not used to that thing. But like I tell them, we are all ministers of God. It's just a title. And as the prophet said, it's a privilege, you see, to be able to lead God's children. And I tell them that I love them and I appreciate that, you know. And I don't see it. Maybe the way certain people are seeing it. Because you see, especially here in Ibadan, it's like, hey, anybody that greets me, we say congratulations. I shake my head, I say, congratulations for what? Only if you don't, since I took over that thing, I'll not sleep very well. The work of a pastor is not easy. You know, it's different from, I've been in office and have people working with me. It's easy to leave people in secular place than when it comes to a spiritual place. Because you are careful, you don't want to offend, you are careful, God. These are your children. I don't want to do something that I have to answer. You know? And people will do like this. They will say like this. No, pastor, we want this. You also have to identify those groups. They are stubborn people. So put everybody in their place. While you are doing that, you just pray, God, help me. So it has not been easy. But I just want to appreciate every one of you. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your prayers. And like I said, I don't see it as a congratulations something. So I see it as a walk. So just pray for me. I need more of God's help and I need more of God's grace. And I pray that God that has helped, you know, pastor and has helped the associate and others, several others, I have testimony, is the same one that I serve and it will help me. So I want to appreciate you all once again for your prayers. Those of you that have sent text messages and sent support, may the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. You see, God is faithful, brethren. You believe that? God has said when we serve Him faithfully, He will take care of us. I remember a few days ago, or maybe it's a few months now, behind this pulpit, I said something that I learned to start to live by faith. You know, I didn't understand that word until something happened to me, living by faith. And you're just thinking, God, you don't know what will happen tomorrow, and you just say, Lord, my tomorrow is in your hand. And God say, I've taken care of it. You know, there's been a brother in this church, yes, this is the third time now, the brother has given me a pair of shoes. May God bless you in Jesus' name. You see, there's a certain state you get in life, and certain things just begin to happen to you, and you say, God, I don't know, is it there? Some persons also give me some of money. May the Lord bless you. You know, like Brabham said, you don't know what those things does. I just want to tell you that you are giving it to God. You are not giving it to me. And by the grace of God, I will try my best to spend it wisely. Just like I tell the church, I say, any money when I give me, I know to spend anyhow. So don't give me what I don't want. Give me what I want. And they look at me and say, we can't mind. Say, I'm different. Other person may have done whatever, but me, this is how God is dealing with me. So please, I only take what I want. And you see, God has just been faithful, you know, to His word. And just seeing people just fall and I look, I say, ah, God. You know, certain fears I had in my mind, the Lord has also answered it for me. You know, certain comment that came around that period, people say, oh, you are too young, you are too this, you are too that, you don't have a work, this and that. God has answered all that prayer. I have a work now. I'm the one who's begging, it's too much. I'm thinking, do I drop one? Do I leave one? So, when God, you know, when the time comes for God to do something, the time has come. And that's why I want to just encourage us in that thought this evening. You know, the time is not yet, but that's the word of God is inexhaustible. I want to look at this text that the purpose of God can never be defeated. It's a message that we have been on in Sapele Church. And when I came here, I listened to the preaching, and it's been around that line. And somebody said, okay, maybe you just drop in your own too. It could be of help to somebody. That the purpose of God for your life can never be defeated. You believe that? And let me have that Proverbs chapter 19, my brother, verse 21. The Bible told us there, it said, there are many devices in a man's heart. Sometimes you look at men. I think that's what God has used to help me in this life. You look at people, they shake you, God bless you. I tell myself, it's not everybody that tell you God bless you that really mean God bless you. I think that one, I'm sorry, I will make a statement. Brother said, I might be young, but I think I've grown old to understand many things. That's what I tell the church. I say, I might look young, but I think I've grown old to understand many things. That when somebody say God bless you, sometimes that's not what is coming from his heart. Some people wish you dead. Do you know that? We live in a very fair world, but you know, you just need to understand who you are dealing with, that it's not the man. And I think that's what God has used to help me. That it's not the people, it's a spirit. And why is that spirit fighting you? It's because of the purpose of God for your life. And no matter what they do, which is just the devil doing it, but remember, for the devil to do his work, he needs somebody. For God to do his work also, he needs somebody. So no matter what the devil is doing, he's pushing you to your purpose. You believe that? The purpose of God can never be defeated, friends. Now, we are all here in this life, as the prophet said, we'll read the quote. We are all here in this life for a purpose. I think, Brother Fremi, God bless you. He read that quote from the Message expression, where Brother Brown was talking about Sister Bell. You know? And a brother asked me in this church, you know, when Pastor T.F. passed. And I begin to look, that quote has been going right. The brother asked me, he might be looking, don't worry. He asked me that there's a quote where the prophet said, whatever serves God's purpose has a resurrection. I said, yes. Then I got the quote. Then I know that I've had that preachers say, whatever serves God's purpose has a better resurrection. Then I started searching for that one. I couldn't find any. But I think I got a scripture that said that. And that was where, you know, became a resting place for me, that for us as Christians, if we serve God's purpose, because whether good or bad, they have a resurrection. Are you there now? The Bible says you look at the plant, you look at both nail life, they have a resurrection. So a bad man, he will rise. A good man, when he pass, he will rise. But for a Christian, there is the promise for a better resurrection. Amen. Now, Brother Brown said, we are all here in this life for a purpose. And that's why when you identify that, you will not be in competition with anybody. Are you there, friends? Nobody is your competitor. Because your life is different. You are in a different... You are special. I am special. You are unique. We are all unique in the hand of God. You look at this mic now. It's not here in this church without a purpose. He has the purpose he's serving. This pulpit here is serving a purpose. My brother that is staying there is serving a purpose. My brother there is serving a purpose. Every one of us in our various corner, we are serving a purpose. And when you realize that, you will know that you are not coming to church to serve the pastor. That's why I tell the people there, the day when pastor come, church go full. When pastor no come, in another go come church, may God have mercy on you. So you are in church for pastor. And I'm just sorry to tell you that I cannot give you Holy Ghost. It is God that can give you Holy Ghost. But when you identify the purpose why you are here, but the pastor said, nobody will tell you before they open the door, you will already be there. Are you there? That is why when the preacher is preaching, I say, when we come late, including me, you won't get angry with the preacher. Because you know it's reading the mind of God to you. Because truly, if you are in the purpose of God and you are serving the purpose of God for your life, you don't need anybody to tell you that before 30 minutes, you are supposed to be here. Supposed to be prayed up. And that's why you don't look at Brother Joseph and say, oh, Brother Joseph is your example. You don't know whether I'm already coming in charge. That's not to say that if I come late, that I'm justifying myself. No. Get what I'm saying? But like I said, what the prophet said, if you understand that before they open the church door, you're already here. That's why many of us, we are here sometimes and we find ourselves doing other things. You see people sometimes, as the pastor said a few days ago, or it's a year or two now, some people were there pressing phone. You don't know why you are in church. If you know why in church, nobody will beg you to be inside the auditorium. May God help us. Now, let's have that message. I would still like to read that quote Prophet read last week. Expression preached 1962, 03, 13, and paragraph 10. But Pastor, I think that was why David would say, when he identified that in his life, he said, I'd rather be what? A doorkeeper. A doorkeeper where? In the house of God, than to dwell where? In the tent of wickedness. I tell you, they are wicked people. And they come to church. Some of them, I'm sorry to say, some of them are preachers. If God open your eyes and see the devices in their hearts, but I tell you, the counsel of God, that's where we stand. Thank God our associate pastor is taking that message. No matter what God has determined for you, no matter what any man do, you can't stop it, friends. The counsel of God, it must surely stand. Now, let's see that message. Paragraph 10. Yeah, God bless you, my brother. You see what the prophet said there? The prophet said, and everything is here. To do what? To serve a purpose. You believe that? Let's say amen. For my, you are here for a purpose. You are here in this church for a purpose. Like I tell somebody, some people say, oh, but Joseph, we'll miss you. I say, I will miss you. But my purpose in this church is winding up. And that the same way, if I get to Sabele, I don't know how many years I've been here. People don't like this part of life, but that's the truth. It might be 2 years, and once I finish, as Brother Brown said, if God is true with me, church, I don't want to stay 1 second. You must get to that level. That's why you don't be afraid when somebody say, oh God, as it's going like that, make it get accident. You are just a man they talk. I thank God, God allowed me to come in contact with Pastor Martin. His life has been a blessing to me. That through these few years, God just stabilized me. And I think, oh man, that song you used to sing that. Who has the final say in your life? If God help you to get the revelation in that song, that it is God that has the final say in your life. Human being can talk whatever they want to talk. That's human being saying. They say, as you they go, like I said, they try to say, if you like, may all the witch for somebody, let's say, will go crash. I said, if God never talk, even if they can't talk, do 10 times. Now so I go come on like this. Now go say, what's happened? My God. Because it don't happen before. I say it don't happen 2 times, 3 times. I can count how many times I've been in accident. Some people are here that are witness, that watch like film. The car spin. Now means the day here today. The purpose of God for your life can never be defeated. I'm telling them, few years ago or some years back, I think if I can remember, maybe I was around 5 or 6 years when Kaduna riot happened. If you say I should die, but don't die that time now. But God said, there is something I want you to do. That's why my brother, you that you are still carrying cigar stick, you that you are still carrying a bottle of beer, I want to talk to you tonight. That is not the purpose of God for you. You now say, oh, Brother Joseph, you mean God can still make something good out of my life? I will tell you, yes. Me that is standing here, I am a testimony to that. Hey, God help me. Maybe this will be an encouragement. There was a time in the church back at home where my parents are now. A brother looked at me and said, you can never be good in your life. I said, thank you, sir. He said, because of that, don't touch any instrument in the church. Because he knew the kind of life I was living there. I just laughed. At that same service, the brother came out, bam, slapped somebody. And in my heart, I said, is this Holy Ghost? If this is your kind of Holy Ghost, I don't want this one. And from that point, that was when God started to do something in my life. I know I'm not good that time. But you say you are good. Look at your own manifestation. Well, God help us. So they refuse me from handing anything. The church says, it's fine. It's not fine. Shadrach, as pastor said, Shadrach, there's no fight. Even though now my pastor, now my father get the church, it's not my church. I mean, it's the one pastoring. But it doesn't mean I should do anything. You people should take your church. At that time, I think I went to the denomination because I was in school. I told my dad, I said, you see this in a message, I don't believe it. Yeah, maybe the episode. I told my dad, I said, this message, I don't believe it. So I went to this man here, Sam Amaga. But it was a school attended. I collect position. They gave me position, chaplain. And women were disturbing me. So I knew right from that point, women was a problem that Satan wanted to get me. There was something. But I think I was just, oh God, what's it? You know? And at some point, I was preaching in the denomination. Very fine. Then I saw certain manifestation. They will speak in tongues, no interpretation. Though I have renounced the message to my dad, I told him I don't believe this. But something in my heart told me that thing is wrong. I started questioning them. They summoned me. If you don't stop this thing, we take this thing. I said, you can take the position. I don't want. So I think that time God was trying to call me back. So somebody was walking upon me. So look, you are not supposed to be here. Then somehow, I just left. Went back like a prodigal child. I went to bury my dad. I'm sorry, I've come back. I said, but now I want to preach. Something is telling me what you people are doing here. It's not why you say, hey, Mr. Man, just calm down. Go and pray. So I will say, it was at that point something began to burn in my heart. See? And though everybody look at me as a bad person. But you know, sometimes God help us, we will not, maybe we have another opportunity will come. In the message, I think it was hearing, recognizing, and acting on the word of God. But Bible says, sometimes it is the bad one that looked like the good. When he was talking about the case of Esau and Jacob, he said, and the good one looked like the bad. People might mistake you, brother, sometimes. The fact that the brother is smoking today doesn't mean he can't preach tomorrow. Never even make it higher. The fact that the brother murdered somebody, if God save his soul, he can still come and preach. And you that he murdered, Emma Padelong. Yeah, that is just life. You not say, oh, is there unrighteousness with God? You that God has formed. For example, now, this mic. You not say, oh, I don't want you to use me to pass voice. I will just throw it away that you are not serious. And that is how some of us do with our maker. You tell your maker, why do you make me black? Then you want to make yourself yellow. You don't just know why you are here. May God help us. Now, let's finish that part. The Bible says everything is here to serve what? A purpose. And just as we are here to serve a purpose, just as our sister, Sister Belle, you know, like I said, was here to serve a purpose, just like Pastor Tia, we thank God for his life, we are all here for a purpose of what? Of God. If we can find, and that's where the problem is, friends. That's why everybody, like I used to preach, everybody will not be pastor. In fact, like I would say, if God, if you see my heart, you can give somebody else. I prefer make a job, they do my missionary work. Better. See, the pastor will even sit down somewhere and train, build the people for the Lord. It's not easy. Everybody will not be pastor. Sometimes people think pastor is because of money. Hey, it's not money. If you come, you go see, say it's not money. Money day, but before the money go come, go walk. May God help us. Everybody will not be apostle. Some people have to be janitor. Some people have to be interpreter. That's why the interpreter should not want to be a pastor. That's why the janitor should not want to be a pastor. Because as the pastor is, you are the same. I mean, it's just an honor maybe that God gave the pastor. But when God is going to reward all of you, it's the same reward. Are you there, friends? The pastor is not better than the janitor. We are all children of God. Are you there? The same way God is going to judge the pastor, that's how he will judge the janitor. In fact, the pastor has a higher judgment. But God will ask you, how do you deal with my people? Yeah. You see that? The pastor said, and if we can find what that purpose is, everybody will not be a mechanic. Because, oh, God is blessing Brother so and so. He's a mechanic. He's doing fine. Everybody wants to rush to do mechanic. Oh, God is blessing Brother Mike. He's into networking business. We all go there. He will crash if that is not your place. Yeah. You are not Brother Mike. I'm not Brother Mike. We all have our place. Are you there? Some people will be a teacher. And through that, God will build house for you. God will prosper you. Find your place. The earlier, the better you find your place. Not everybody will be a real estate person. Oh, yes. Let me say that. Yeah, yeah. Find your place. Some of you will have to do logistic work. Find your place. Have many of them there. Doing very fine. Find your place. And when you find your place, you serve in that place. I tell you, life will be better off for you. Now, see what the prophet said. If we can find what that purpose is, and then do what? Serve it what? Well. There will surely, he said what? There, surely, if God is mindful enough of what? A resurrection of bodily life, is mindful enough of a resurrection for what? The human life. So, if there's any charge tonight to every one of us, is find the purpose of God for your life. Amen. I want to read two more quotes before we go to pray. From the message, I know my Redeemer lived and preached, 1958-04-06, paragraph 31. I'll just rush it. There the prophet said, the purpose of God can never be defeated. You believe that? Sure. 1958-04-06, paragraph 31. God's purpose can never be defeated. You believe that? He preached it in the morning. He said, and there is nothing can defeat it. You believe that? So how happy are we to be today, resting upon that beautiful, look at how the prophet described it, beautiful revelation of the word of the living God, that there is neither things present. You believe that? Neither things that can come. Oh, because Brother Soso and so, Moshe Shelesin here, and he went. Maybe I will go that way. If God has not said that concerning you, it will not happen. At least the actual say, Pastor, stay reminded us on Sunday. There are people that will say, oh, Waku, they will go before you. Oh, yeah. It is man that is speaking. It's not God that has spoken. There is no sickness, no sorrow, no death, no burial. Nothing can separate us from what? The purpose of who? The purpose of who? Nothing. So, no matter how that high blood pressure want to come. And it looked, I think it was in this message, Brother Brown. Was it this message? Brother Brown was saying, he said, he goes somewhere, he was sleeping. Was it this message? I think it's this message. He said, and he began to feel like his heart will go. And Satan tells you, Satan is no respecter of anybody. He comes to everybody. He tells you, you will die. But then you won't die. Tell Satan, you will not die until your time comes. Because why? The purpose of God you must serve. Amen. Now, what God has imagined in his mind, what God has proposed in his heart to bring to pass, there is no demon. Can you say there is no demon? There is no power. Like I tell the example, like witch. Waiting at call out, waiting at the call them for you. Making at tell them. Greater is he that is in me than them with plenty. Because their papa said, Satan, he's under my feet. No demon can stop the purpose of God for your life. Except if you leave your God's given grant. And let me even tell you, brother, sister, maybe this will help someone. Even if you leave your God given grant, God can permit it. It's also in line with his purpose. You know, I read a book, I listened first, it was a preacher that preached it. And when he said that statement, I looked, I said, what? He said, do you know that Jonah going to Tarshish was the purpose of God? I said, what? Then I began to search the quote. And I saw it. That would be the last quote we read. That it was part of the program of God for Jonah. Though people said it was a backsliding prophet. But you could see sometimes certain mistakes that come to you. Maybe what you are facing is even the purpose of God pushing you. Sometimes those disappointments, don't you see now why Romans 8:28 say, for we know that what? All things, whether good, whether bad, I lose a loved one, but Joseph, you say it is the purpose of God? Yes. I lost my husband. You say it's the purpose of God? Yes. I lost my child. It's the purpose of God? Yes. We know that all this is what? Working together for what? Our good. In my sickness? Yes. In my trials? Yes. In the testing? Yes. And you know one good thing is because God knows that you are more than able. Can I have this scripture, 1 Corinthians 10:13? Because God has put something in you that He knows can handle that situation. He said, there are no temptation taking you, but what? Such as is what? Common to what? So nothing that you are going through, my sister. There's something we can't say here. You know that there's something we cannot talk here. Sometimes you will see big storm like this. But tell you something they have faced. Even family life. I was telling a brother one time when he told me about his family. I don't laugh. He finished. I don't laugh. I said, do you know one day my children are here? My wife is not here. Something happened like a bed was the one. I don't bam make a sound. The one I go towards the window, I saw like a cat. When I saw the cat, I had a dream before I came out and I saw that thing. And out of that dream, I know I was crying and I will pray. And I came out crying and I prayed all the night. So I told the boy, I said, when that thing happened, I didn't understand what was going to happen. But later, when the thing happened in my house, I knew why God allowed that thing so that I could pray. When the brother was not staying, I said, bro, do you know this thing happened for my house? He looked at me, he said, I said, so it's not your own, is not the first. And by God's grace, it will not be the last. You believe that? There is no temptation. There is no trial. There's no test that comes to you. Like I was telling somebody, oh, when Sister Minda say, I'm losing my mind. And your wife tell you she's losing her mind. Don't be so hard on her. It can come to anybody's house. And this is Bible before me. It came to my house one time. But like I said, it's not everything we say here. But God is what? Faithful. Bring that scripture, my brother. He said, God is what? Faithful. Who will not what? Suffer you to be what? Tempted. Sometimes come from times. You see this man that is talking like, I cry. My children are here. I cry. So that enter me. And I say, God, why do you allow this thing to come to me? I don't know some of it. Maybe associate know some of it. God say, I know that you can do it. I say, how? God, with this my scatter life, say yes. I will not give you something if I don't know. Say you get waiting for we stand up. And when I come out of that thing, all I say is, well, thank you, Lord. God is what? Faithful. Whether there is no food, God is what? Faithful. You must judge him faithful. Whether there is no clothes to wear, God is what? Faithful. Whether your wife says go leave you, God is what? Faithful. She not go leave you, my brother. Let me tell you. Yeah, you say, but just he say go leave me, no go leave you. Like I told the brother, I said, now she they talk, God don't talk out. You play your part and let us see God in action. He said, I will leave my wife. My husband said, will leave me, he will not leave you. Except if you agree with him. If you choose not to agree, you don't you believe God, my sister. God is what? Faithful. You have an unbelieving partner, God is what? Faithful. You have an unbelieving child or children. God is what? Faithful. Whatever is happening around your life, it's not alive for a purpose. Maybe to put you on your knees. Say, stand up. Every night now, you need to make a duty. 12 a.m. You pray. Some of us don't pray. You eat too much. As pastor used to say, pastor used to say some statements sometimes. I know he might not want me. We'll pray. Sorry, just bear with me. He says sometimes I wake up and through the night enough is sleep. You think he just say it's to help you. Some things are not just there for saying sake. There's a purpose why certain things are said. You see people sometimes say, I not eat today. He's saying it maybe for two one person. You eat too much, you eat breakfast, you eat lunch, you still eat brunch, you eat night, you eat four times. Some people they don't even see one. And just a little something that now God, you say, oh God, why me, Lord? If not you, who? Should it be me? Shame me. So now me, wait till they go to me, come meet me. Now lie, go meet you. Now you go first. Yeah. Jonah, no matter how, whatever I'm saying in that message, but I can't get me most of the time. Don't worry, my brother. One will call me Lord Tarrant. We'll make reference to it on Sunday. But I said, no matter how he tried to run away from that purpose of God, it was still God's plan for him to go where? To Tarshish. So you might say, oh, but Joseph, with all the way that my wife behaved, my husband behaved, my children behaved, yes, you misunderstand life. It is part of the program. What you are going through currently, Brother Mike, is part of the program. Don't be discouraged. All is well. Shall we bow our heads? Know for a surety, friends, that the purpose of God for your life, it can never be defeated. Whether good, whether bad, whether ugly, just know yourself, know where you are standing. No man is your example. We are all here for a purpose. Find your purpose. As the prophet said, remember, those are not my words. But the Bible said, if you can find what that purpose is, and we serve it well, he said, there will be a resurrection. And Hebrews 11 told us, I think verse 25, God bless you, sir. He said, the children of God will have a better resurrection. You are here this evening. Remember, that's the reason why we come to church. As the prophet told us, we always come to check up with our soul salvation. We come to see our present condition. We come to see where we are standing. Which stage are you in? Which stage am I in? Jason, where my sister? Remember, there's an unseen eye watching you. There's an unseen eye watching me. He said, this test, you have not passed it. You will repeat class. Until you pass that test. Maybe that's your misunderstood life. It's not even maybe, my brother. We are all here for a purpose, remember. Whether good or bad, just as we had on Sunday, you look at the life of Joseph. That's why I love that name. And I thank my parents for giving me that name. May God bless them. It's been a blessing to me. No matter how his brethren maltreated him, it didn't stop the purpose of God for his life. That's why don't be discouraged. People might even tell lie on you. Say, Pastor, yeah, he raped that sister. Now, man, they talk, oh, brother. They can give you allegation. Say, we saw the pastor. He did like this. He do like that, brother. You know yourself. You just be sure where you are standing. And know who is talking. Know that it is not a man. It is devil. But remember, no matter what the devil does, it's pushing you towards your purpose. They might make fun of you. They might make jest at you. Say, oh, that brother, and that's what they do. That's man talking. Don't be discouraged. That's why, like I tell you, church, don't listen to what man say. Man, as pastor will always tell us here, thank God for our pastor, everybody is entitled to his own opinion. Someone can have an opinion about your life. It shouldn't make you get angry with the fellow. Don't get angry. The person is saying his own. You find out what has God said. Then, where am I? Am I really serving the purpose of God? Remember, just as a brother was telling me something, maybe this will encourage someone. Amen. The brother was sharing something with me. We were just talking yesterday. And the brother said, you know, all faith are not equal. I told him, I said, sure. He said, Pastor, you know, when we are frying popcorn, you put every popcorn, not all of them pop at the same time. When he dropped that thing, he didn't know he gave me a message. And I think Brother Bram has also made reference to that in a certain message. He said, and you look at it, the thing begins to pop, 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 pop. You look at some delay. That's why, friends, if you
you even look at your physical life, that's what the prophet told us, that physical birth is more mysterious than even the spiritual. If God was mindful to allow you to come through your parents, that's why there is nothing like a useless child. Even if it comes from a prostitute, God has a purpose for everyone. You believe that? The fact that your own popcorn has not popped today, my sister, it doesn't mean it will not pop. It will still pop. You believe that? With that, go to the Lord in prayer. Say, God, I will wait for my time. Because I know your purpose for my life can never be defeated. Sure. His purpose for your life, son, close your eyes. Children, close your eyes. It can never be defeated. The fact that my own popcorn has not popped now, I know it will pop. The fact that I'm going through difficulty, I'm being encouraged tonight that it is part of the program of God for my life. Maybe I've not been praying enough. Oh God, now help me. Maybe I've not been fasting. Help me, Lord. Do you know that certain desire, friends, it doesn't come but by prayer and fasting? That's scripture. There are certain battles that you require fasting to fight it. So if you do your 5 minute, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, shekel prayer, and you think you have done something, if God says it's not enough, some of us, we are still struggling with internet. You spend all the whole hours on your phone, social media. I don't have anything against it. It's okay. Myself, I look at it once in a while. But there's time for everything, friends. When the Spirit of God is telling you, off that phone, pray. He's not talking to you. Off the phone and pray. Don't struggle with God. Sometimes you wake up in the middle of the night and something says, pray. You just walk, enter toilet, you come back, lie down on your bed. My sister, you are playing with fire. You better pray that time that is telling you. Because you don't know what Satan is planning for you. Satan doesn't like you, like I tell you. I used to tell my children, I tell my family, I know Satan doesn't love me. And I don't want him to love me. Because he is also serving a purpose for God. He has his place. I have my place. He knows the assignment. And that's why he doesn't want that assignment to be fulfilled. But he can't stop it. Just like he can't stop that of your life. Talk to God tonight, my brother. Talk to God tonight, my sister. Say, God, help me. All those questions you have in your heart, my brother, it is your purpose. Those battles, those challenges in your family, some of us, we have to go through heated arguments sometimes in our family, and it looks as if everybody is against you. Your father could be against you. Your mother could be against you. Love them. It is your purpose. Don't you remember the quote the prophet says sometimes, especially for you, maybe this could help somebody that's trusting God for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The prophet said, and you are in that stage, and it looks as if everybody and everything seems to be upsetting you. It's the devil. The Holy Ghost is for you. He will now tell you, my sister, Holy Ghost is not for you. Tell him, Satan, you're a liar. That Holy Ghost is for me. He will begin to use your husband against you. He begins to use your child against you. Sister, open your eyes. It is Satan at work. He is there again playing his gimmick. He can even use the pastor. Like the pastor one time, the priest came to the temple. Anna was trusting God for a child. But did it stop the purpose? The unbelief of Sarah? It didn't hinder the promise of God for her life. And that's how it will be. As Proverbs said, your unbelief can only delay you, but you can't stop God. No matter what the priest said to Anna in the temple, I said, oh, madam, early this morning you drunk. She said, oh, no, I'm not drunk, sir. I don't point my heart before God. It didn't make her get angry with the priest. So my sister, why are you getting angry with your pastor? Why are you getting angry with the minister? Why are you getting angry with your husband, your wife? You just identify.
Know that it is your purpose that is causing all those things.
You say, oh, my father that rejected me, my father that drove me out from the house. Yes. If you did not leave that house, the purpose of God for your life cannot be manifested. You must leave the house. Somebody has to do that. Somebody has to do the job of Judas. Somebody has to do the job of Pharaoh. Everybody remember, people that you come in contact with in your life, they have a purpose to do. That's why, don't be angry. There are certain people that God has assigned. They will do you bad. They must do it. They can't help it. And it is to push you to your purpose.
It is to push me to my purpose. So, Brother Joseph, what should I do with those people?
I will encourage you. You just pray for them. I know it's not easy. You say, oh, somebody that do me bad. How do I pray for him?
Ask God for the grace. That's why, remember, he said, when you even come to pray like this, you should forgive if you have aught. Because people, it is bad that offense will come.
Like I encourage couples many times, when they bring matters, your husband will offend you. Your wife will offend you. But you must find grace to forgive your husband. You must find grace to forgive your wife. Your church member, they will offend you.
Let me even say, maybe pastor said might offend you sometimes. Yes, because he's a human being.
But find grace in your heart to forgive your pastor. Find grace in your heart to forgive the officers, if it's the officer.
So that you can move forward in life. While all eyes are bowed and all eyes are closed. Because we have other requests before us here. And you want to be remembered aside those at the altar. Definitely something has brought the people that are at the altar here. You want to be remembered this evening. You can just signify by raising your hand. And if you are connected also with us, wherever you are, just your position, you can just also make your request known to God. As we request our pastor, sir, please, to pray for us.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for keeping us since we left here on Sunday. We thank you very much, O God, for your protection and cares upon our lives, daily provisions of our needs. Thank you for bringing us together tonight. Lord Jesus, we have just heard a portion of your word and your purpose concerning us as individuals, your children, can never be defeated. Lord Jesus, so let it be that in our individual lives, may your purpose concerning our lives here on earth, may it never be defeated. Whichever way the enemy that has planned to do one thing or the other, we know you always have the final say. May you have the final say in our lives. Those your children that are on the altar, they are here for a purpose. May that purpose be granted to every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. You taught us your word and whatsoever thing we desire. If we ask you in prayer, we should believe that we have received. And then shall we have it. Whatsoever thing that desire is, that need is, that request is, that expectation is, that has brought your children to the altar, Lord, may they believe that they have received, Lord. May they go rejoicing, may they go testifying as they wait for the manifestation of the same. We remember the woman with the goiter, and we remember the other one too that was having ulcer. Even thus says the Lord from a vindicated prophet. To some days before the angel of the Lord went to the neighborhood and confirmed their word, and your word cannot fail. We know your purpose concerning our lives cannot fail. Help us, O God. The enemy will do something to want us to doubt what you have said. Lord, may you constantly raise the standard. Cause us to overcome, Lord. cause her to, Lord, brush out every form of unbelief. I take you at your word, Lord. Thank you, Father. If we are children that I only see that I've raised their hands, you know what those needs are. When your servant was to start, the meeting was talking about you, was talking to you, move from bed to bed, from person to person, that the blessings that you have for us, he never eluded or passed any of us by. So let it be at this hour, Lord, in the name of Jesus God. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be thy holy name. Lord Jesus, we are happy, we are grateful. May your name be praised, Lord. Inspire us, O God, to pray and become a saint. Lord, as we are about to go into prayer, so Father, thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be thy holy name. If you will not answer, you will ask us to ask.